What's up, everybody, and welcome to the new improved Sideline Story. Your boy is back, and I'm not going anywhere no time soon, man. I hope everyone is staying safe during this coronavirus pandemic, and everyone is doing their part to stay healthy, stay inside. I just want to send a shout-out and thank you to the first responders and all essential workers who are risking their lives every day just to make sure other people are healthy. Thank you so much for y'all. Be blessed. Stay healthy yourselves. Got some great news, man. I've decided to join Deschler High School basketball coaching staff this upcoming basketball season. I'm just so excited to get my foot in the door and, you know, start working with this team starting this summer. Hopefully all the coronavirus pandemic is over by then, but hopefully I get to go ahead and start working with the team. If not, it'll be, of course, when school starts back up. Some more news for you guys. I finished my first semester of grad school with 3.75 GPA, so of course I'm so proud of myself. And can't be thankful enough to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for what he has done over this semester and over my life in general. It's been a great experience for me. Everything is, you know, just been so humbling experience to know that I can do what I can in grad school and just be blessed by the Lord. So, Sideline Story family, we're going to get right into it, man. I haven't made a podcast in a while. And so, first, I'm going to go ahead and do a dedication to my boy. My favorite player ever, RIP to the GOAT. In my opinion, he's the GOAT. Kobe Bryant, of course, and his daughter Gianna. Of course, Gianna was on track to, you know, be one of the best WNBA players we probably will see. And she was only 14. The WNBA players and the families have rallied around to do, they did whatever they wanted to get her to be the best that she could be, as well as working with Kobe to make sure he was on top of her as well. Kobe, who was my favorite player, as I said already, man, was the reason I picked up basketball. I started watching Kobe when I was about 3 years old. That was the 2000s championship run, his first one with Shaq. And he just had the passion for the game and competitive spirit to never give up on your dreams and always work hard. And even if you weren't the best in the room, you're going to work hard and to become the best in the room. And for me, that was a good mindset for me to have, because a lot of people mean, for me, I didn't make the basketball team until my senior year of high school. And that just showed my worth ethic then, because I tried out every year, didn't make it. Keep working. By senior year, I made the team and then became a sixth man and a starter on the team. Played over guys who had been in the program 4 years, who had been in the program 3 or 4, whatever years. And then for me to step in and take their spot and get their minutes, it was like, okay, you never stop working. You got to do it. The Black Mamba, of course, Kobe was an 18-time All-Star. 5-time NBA champion. Lakers all-time leading scorer. League MVP in 2008, 2-time scoring champion, and finished his career 3rd leading scorer in the NBA all time. Bryant made a name for himself as being a killer assassin on the court and wanted to be the best player he could be. He always was in that killer mentality. He wanted to hurt you. He wanted to step on your neck and never let you back up. Bryant, who was, you know, at this point in his life, was coaching his daughter, becoming the spokesperson for the WNBA, wrote a book, made a movie. He was doing a little bit of everything. He was enjoying the life after basketball, and he was just a great icon and a great role model for many young players in the league, such as Kawhi Leonard, Kyrie Irving, Devin Booker, Trae Young, Paul George, and Luka Doncic, as well as many players have started the Mamba mentality to try to keep it and live it on through those guys. Kobe was a great person that I looked up to, and a lot of people work hard because of the way he worked hard. So that's just how we're going to go from there. Just RIP Kobe, RIP Gianna. You guys are being missed and definitely still being missed to this day. And we just pray for Vanessa and your family. My next topic is going to be on this NBA season and if they should continue or if they will continue, and how I looked at the matchups based off the way this season was going to go. For me as a fan, I would love to see the NBA season start back up, just because teams were really hitting their strides at the right time. Certain players were starting to go on a tear. And with their team's victory, you saw the MVP race really get cut down to two players, LeBron James and Giannis Antetokounmpo, who had their team at the top of their own conferences. LeBron, who of course is 35 now, was playing a great season, averaged 26 points a game, 8 rebounds, and 10.6 assists. Giannis, who is 25, was coming off MVP season last season, averaging 29.6, 13.7 rebounds, and 5.8 assists. You saw guys like Ja Morant, who was leading the rookie race, lead with 17 points and 7 assists a game. And Zion Williamson was making a strong race for second after not playing the first 8 weeks or so. And he was averaging 23.6 and 7 rebounds. Although many people had said Ja Morant had to go ahead and seal the deal for the rookie of the year, Zion was still going to participate and compete to try to win it. The NBA season had gotten back to excitement that it once was before. You had many teams who are competitive for a championship this year and who could be contenders in years to come. You had players like Bradley Beal and Devin Booker who were having amazing seasons like never before. Damian Lillard was headed for an NBA first-team honors, and for the first time in a while, there was going to be a different outcome in the Western Conference. It wasn't going to be the Warriors coming out this year. The Warriors, who, of course, lost Steph Curry and Klay Thompson last year, were down and out in the bunch. Honestly, they were last in the Western Conference this year just because neither one of those guys played, and they lost Kevin Durant. They made a move to trade D'Angelo Russell for Andrew Wiggins, so they're looking for the brighter future. They'll probably have a top two or three pick in the NBA draft this year, and we'll see how they can get back into those playoffs next year. But so for me personally, I want the NBA season to come back and continue this season. Even if they don't continue the season and they just, you know, cut the season and play the playoffs, I would love just to see the excitement of the games. Although it would suck for players because they don't have the fans that are going to be in the game, the excitement for the games that the fans are watching is going to be a special sight for us fans. If the league was to be canceled today and they went straight into the playoffs, the seeding would be in the Eastern Conference. You would have the Bucks, Raptors, Celtics at 3, Heat at 4, Pacers at 5, Sixers at 6, Nets 7, Magic 8. In the Western Conference, you have the Lakers at number 1, number 2, the Clippers, number 3, the Nuggets, number 4, the Jazz, number 5, Thunder, 6th seed, Rockets, 7th seed, Mavericks, and 8th seed, Grizzlies. Each matchup in these, especially in the Western Conference, will be electrifying because you have your first six or seven teams that have that star power and can be competitive for the trophy. In the Eastern Conference, due to a lot of injuries, things aren't looking as electrifying as the West, of course, but usually the East isn't as good as the West anyway. But you have some competition there. The Bucks, they'll run through the Magic if it was to stop today. The Nets, they can compete with you. They just don't have that star power right now compared to any other team. They're missing, of course, their two stars, Kyrie and Kevin Durant, which they'll be back next year, I'm sure. A great matchup I want to watch would have been the Celtics and 76ers, which have been the 3 and the 6 seed. The Celtics are looking very different with the acquisition of Kemba Walker as their new point guard instead of Kyrie Irving. Kemba has become kind of that point guard they needed to facilitate and give everybody their chance to shine. Jason Tatum was emerging as an elite scorer in the league, and definitely in the future you can tell he'll be the leader in scoring for that team. The big question that the 76ers have was health of their star player, Joel Embiid. Embiid, who, of course, we know is one of the top centers in the NBA, has always had a battle of injuries ever since he came into the league. He's been up and down. Sometimes they say he's even out of shape. So that's the big question for them, is just how he can stay healthy and get back in better shape. Another question is for the 76ers is, will Ben Simmons ever develop a jump shot? Simmons, who was a number one pick back when he came out of college, of course, is dominant in the fast break. He's dominant force inside of 12 feet. But once you look at half-court offense, he doesn't give the 76ers enough spacing to give Joel Embiid any space to score the basketball. He has to post up or stay inside the arc because he can't score from the outside. So one thing Simmons should be working on during this offseason time, and even for the future, it's a jump shot, which we've all said that for the past 4 or 5 years that we've seen him play. It just still hasn't gotten to where he needs to excel in a jump shot. Hopefully he gets that jumper. He needs it, of course, for sure. And he can be a better player if he learns how to shoot the basketball. I mean, he's basically a little LeBron James, but LeBron James just has that different mentality than him. He does. A surprising team will be the Heat. The Heat, who are a fourth seed in the Eastern Conference, they've played great. Jimmy Butler's playing great. Bam Adebayo made the All-Star team. He's playing great. They have rookies in Kendrick Nunn and Tyler Herro who are playing good for them, shooting the basketball. So they have a lot of good pieces that'll get them competitive against the Bucks in that second round. In the Western Conference, many of the matchups will be interesting. You'll have the Lakers and the Grizzlies, which we'll get to see Ja Morant, of course, if the season was to cancel today, on a big stage against LeBron James and the Lakers. That'll be a tough matchup for him, but it'll be good to see him in that big stage early on. Clippers and Mavericks, that'll be a good series. You'll get Luka versus Kawhi. You'll have the Jazz and the Thunder at 4 and 5. And then my exciting series to see will be the Nuggets and the Rockets, actually. The Rockets are your 6th seed in the Western Conference right now. The Nuggets are the 3rd seed. And so you'll have two great backups. I mean, backcourts coming in with Jamal Murray and Gary Harris versus Russell Westbrook and James Harden. You'll have two of the better and, you know, seasoned guards in the league with Harden and Westbrook. Then you'll have two of the up-and-coming guards who have really polished into their star status in Denver. Jamal Murray, who, of course, is a great point guard nowadays. He's playing great for the team. And he's doing what he needs to do to get them wins. Big factor will be Houston and how they play small ball strategy. You know, as we all know, they traded away Clint Capela, so they'll have a lot of smaller players on the court, and that'll either hurt or help the Nuggets. The Nuggets have a great big man in Jokic, of course, who can play on the floor with the Nuggets in their backcourt. He's a great offensive player with them. So it just depends on how they can play each other. I mean, you'll have Harden and Westbrook, of course. They'll give you 30-plus a night, most likely. But then other than that, I mean, it's like who can score, really score? Who else can score for the Rockets? You'll have Eric Gordon off the bench. P.J. Tucker knock down threes here and there. But it's just do they have enough is the question we're going to have to check. The way this Western Conference standings is stacking up right now, it was going to where we was going to have an excitement in L.A. during the Western Conference Finals. As I seen today on Instagram, the Conference Finals was supposed to start today, and everybody was thinking Lakers and Clippers, Lakers and Clippers. And that would have been a great matchup for the world to see. You have LeBron James and AD versus Kawhi and Paul George to get to the finals. And then whoever wins that will play, most likely would have played the Bucks with Giannis, in my opinion. But that's just how I see it. But that would have definitely been excitement to see in L.A. if those two guys can make it in their perspective Western Conference Finals. The last topic I will discuss today is the new NBA G League going to take players out of college basketball. So, of course, over the past couple of years, we've seen players like R.J. Hampton and LaMelo Ball, and then most recently, of course, Jalen Green, who was the number one player in this year's high school class, and also Isaiah Todd, decided to skip college and go play overseas professionally. Well, Green and Todd's case, they're in the new G League team out in California. LaMelo Ball and R.J. Hampton went overseas to play. These guys are able to play against professional players and get paid to do it at the age of 18. Reported by ESPN, Jalen Green was going to get a contract worth of 1 year, $500,000, and that's just for 1 year. And then he gets to go pro and get a bigger contract. What player wouldn't want to go take that contract instead of going to college and doing schoolwork and having to deal with classes with no money? The NCAA did just put out something that they were going to let players get money for like their jerseys and stuff. But it's just more of they need more money to feed their family or whatever they're going through. You never know what college players are going through. So this gives high school prospects something that can get them more money and also just play the game they love and get better against playing better competition. The NCAA is going to have to figure out some kind of way to just control this new era of basketball, because they should make it where they want high school players in college. They want them to come to college and then go to the NBA just to make college basketball more interesting. One suggestion I may have is in the NBA, they can do a thing where maybe they do like the top 15 high school prospects or whatever can put their name in the draft and go to the scouting combine and go just get their information on how they're looking at if they get drafted, if they're not getting drafted. And by a certain deadline, if they hear that, you know, they may not be first-round lottery pick or they might not be first-round, they can take their name out and go play college basketball, or they can go play in the G League, whatever. But as long as they can, you know, the 15 players can go see if they can get in the NBA and then go from there and see if, okay, this may not be my route right now. I can go back to college and get better, whatever. Just same way they do with college players. We've seen plenty of players come out of high school or go overseas and play professionally and come out good. You saw, of course, Kobe Bryant was a high school guy. Kevin Garnett was a high school guy. LeBron James, of course, a high school guy. Lately, you saw Luka Doncic come out from playing overseas professionally and come to the NBA and take the league by storm. So you got guys where you can say, you know, they've come from high school or came from professional organizations and came to the NBA and played great. And then you have some guys who came from high school and didn't play great. So if you give the players a chance to, you know, go to the scouting combine and see how they compare to other players who are going to the draft and get that scout report from those scouts, then they can be able to say, okay, I can go into the draft or I can go to college. And that way they can learn, like, okay, if I go to college, I can make myself better by playing against college players and then go to the draft. And that way I can make myself better. With that being said, guys, this is the end of today's episode of Sign Story. Next week, I will give my thoughts on The Last Dance, all 10 episodes, and discuss the difference to me between MJ and LeBron in their perspective eras and how everybody's comparing MJ and LeBron and how LeBron wouldn't do this in that era, MJ wouldn't do whatever. I'm going to compare that and just give my opinion on that. Of course, I'm going to start getting more people in for interviews, just no matter what it is, sports. I'm going to get my boy Rick's in on a podcast with an interview for his clothing line. So I'm trying to branch out to different people and see if I can get more interviews on the podcast. Last but not least, man, shout out to the class of 2020 on graduating, whether it's high school or college. Y'all keep striving for your greatness and accomplishing your goals. Thank you guys for listening, and may God bless each and every one of you. JB out.